glasses.
You want to see something really scary?
You bet.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, this is really, really scary now.
I trust you.
Okay, pull the car over.
Pull the car over?
You want to see it?
Well, show me while I'm driving.
No, I can't. I can't tell you about it. It's only take a couple of seconds.
All right, 2 seconds, okay?
Okay.
What is it?
Just pull it over. I'll show you.
and you're listening to CITR FM 102, Cable 102, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. And it's time right now for the Nerd War, the Human Serviette Radio Show. And who do we have in the studio today?
Returning for yet another Halloween special, it's me, Roger Allen.
Hello, Roger Allen!
Hello, I'm back. Crooked Walker has returned, and this is, I believe, the 10th Halloween special that we have put out into the world with Nardwar and myself on CITR Radio.
Now, who are you, Roger, in case anybody is wondering? And who am I? Well, I'm Nardwar, the Human Serviette. I guess find out who I am via the internet at nardwar.com or Wikipedia, but how about you, Roger Allen?
Who am I? I'm a guy who has been a follower and a lover of music for all my life. And through fate and technology, I have appeared on Nardwar's radio show via my voice over 100 times, I think, at this point. And there's, 100 times, an hour and a half a show? That's, 150 hours worth of discussion and music and playlists and sounds and scary music that are recorded and documented here on CITR for anybody out there to listen to. And when you listen to me, that's who I am.
Just check out nardwar.com, and there is a whole bunch of Roger Allen archives. And as you mentioned today, Roger, today, 10 years of Halloween. So what did we hear right now? What did we hear?
Well, when this all began, I remember seeing the film, The Twilight Zone, the movie. It was so odd to me to see actors I was more familiar with in comedies than in scary roles. And Dan Aykroyd was in that film. And that intro is actually genuinely frightening. And that's why we played it just then. And then we heard Winnipeg, Canada's Stretch Marks with Bad Moon Rising. And despite Maximum Rock and Roll's despite Maximum Rock and Roll writing, they felt that BYO's production was sedate. I feel it was a great cover of a song that musically seems quite happy, but lyrically is very bleak. It's a song about the apocalypse. And then a bit from the excellent, but often over, not watched, over, what's that word? Overseen? Overlooked? Overlooked. Animated Halloween special, The Halloween Tree, with Leonard Nimoy narrating. And of course, Leonard Nimoy was in the great TV show In Search Of. And I remember watching the episode where they were looking for the Ogopogo monster, which resides in a lake not too far from where I am right now. And then we heard In the Chapel, In the Moonlight, off Parched with the Thirst, Am I and Dying, which is the only CD I've purchased in the last 20 years and is from the band Celtic Frost. The original came out in 1987, and it was only on an EP called The Promotional Copy of Celtic Frost. And In the Chapel in the Moonlight is actually a cover of a 1936 song performed by Sheffield. And Celtic Frost have always been particularly creepy to me, as I remember buying Morbid Tales in October of 1987. I remember sitting in my room, putting the needle down, hearing the track Dance Macabre, and honestly being freaked out. Because what was that? It was a haunted house backtrack.
All these, some Halloween favorites from Roger Allen. Uncovered, actually, Roger, you always bring every year amazing discoveries. How many years have you been discovering stuff? Like, in other words, is everything always already discovered and you just grab old stuff, or do you discover new stuff every year?
Every year becomes a little more challenging, but it's always fun to look for new things to listen to as far as like Halloween music. But I do have to like put a few little things into my search, you know, nothing too ridiculous, you know. I'm looking for music that is just sort of Halloween friendly, you know, not, it can't just be Cannibal Corpse or something like that. It's got to be music that I feel is like, you know, has a Halloween vibe to it. But there's always more and more to discover, and I enjoy doing it.
What have you particularly discovered since last time? Well, I guess we can tune in and find out, right?
It's all right here on your radio, Nardwar.
Coming up right now, we have... What do we have coming up right now?
Right now, this is one of my favorite discoveries. In, you know, since I was 7 years old, we have Vince Guaraldi with a previously never heard version of the graveyard theme from Charlie Brown's It's the Great Pumpkin.
And that's new, isn't it? That's new. That's in the past couple of months, isn't it?
Yeah, it's newly it was recorded in the 60s, but it's newly released to fiends like me just recently.
So here we have on the Nardwar to Human Servia radio show, a Halloween special for you, the listeners, personally curated by Roger
Allen. Thank you.
You're still listening, hopefully, to the Nerd War, the human serviette radio show, Roger Allen curated Halloween special. And Roger, what did we just hear right there?
From the beginning, we heard Vince Guaraldi's graveyard theme, Alternative Take One. And I love these new pressings from It's the Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown. Last year, there was the first music cues and soundtrack from the special It's the Great Pumpkin released. And this year, more alternative takes were found and a new pressing came out. Apparently, during the pandemic, the ambassadors, the face of the Vince Guaraldi estate, went through a warehouse and they found original tapes and things from the recordings from many of the Charlie Brown specials. And this alternative take, which was not featured in the cartoon, has a slightly faster melody and has trumpet noises that were meant to match the black cat that appears during the opening credits. And I actually watched the Charlie Brown Halloween special last night with my kids, and I saw the black cat. And I've always found that part interesting when they're walking through the graveyard, because all those little images that appear throughout that sequence, they don't seem to fit in at all with Charles Schulz's drawings. I've always been very interested in that. And I have a Charlie Brown pumpkin tattoo on my forearm, so I know all about that show. And then we heard Ghoul Squad, who I first heard on a Pusmort bonus sampler Flexi, which I had to send all the way to Switzerland to get. And that Flexi features a band from Vancouver, Fractureside. And Ghoul Squad were supposed to have a full LP on Pusshead's label, but it never came out. And Fractureside were also supposed to have a split LP with New Root, who I believe are from Belgium, come out, but that was also shelved. And apparently Pusshead sent the members of Fractureside a bunch of blank Zorlax skateboards to maybe make up for that. And I remember having to go all the way to Fallout Records and Skateboards in Seattle, Washington to buy a Zorlax t-shirt. And here there were people right in my neighborhood who were getting it in the mail. And then we heard the Pagans with Eyes of Satan. And the Pagans were from Cleveland, Ohio, and a band whose original guitarist left and later went on to play with the Cramps. And I don't think I've ever been on Nardwar's show without mentioning that I saw the Cramps at UBC, the University of British Columbia, with the great band Slow.
And then you also played the Misfits.
The Misfits, which I'm surprised to say I've never played on any of the prior Halloween shows, maybe because I felt they were too obvious. But I do know we played Halloween 2, which was off of November Coming Fire, but never just Halloween, which is a Misfits song. And I found that record. The name of the record is escaping me, but it has Halloween on it. It's by the band The Misfits, and I purchased it in Victoria, BC, which is on Vancouver Island. And it was a bit of an unusual discovery, as it was right beside another record I bought, the soundtrack to the TV show The Great Space Coaster, which was the first show I saw when my parents purchased a TV capable of having push buttons. So I was able to punch in KVOS TV 21, which came from, I believe, Seattle, which was the first time I saw a TV show outside of Canada. Then the Germs with Lion's Share. And when Darby formed the Darby Crash Band, Darby would wear face paint and costumes on stage. Very Halloweenish. And some other bands with Halloween-worthy songs, but I wasn't able to play, could have been Der Stab, Metal Urbane, Dead Boys, and Sonic Youth. And I had the EP where Mudhoney did a cover of Sonic Youth's Halloween, and I sold it on eBay in 2001 for $12.
Roger, what exactly are we doing here today on a Nardwar to Human Serviette radio show, in case you have to remind listeners?
Well, I've always loved Halloween, and I'm lucky enough to have this forum to put out these Halloween playlists with the help, I guess, or the guidance of Nardwar through CITR Radio. And we've been doing this for, I think, 10 years. I can't believe it's been that long. And it just is always a lot of fun, and I hope we're all having fun, and we're having fun being scared, and this is what we're doing.
Your favorite time for Halloween is just when it gets dark. not necessarily when it's totally dark, but just getting dark, right?
When the sky is purple and blue and orange and the sun is just setting. Although I believe I remember reading the true witch hour is in the dawn when the sun is just coming up. But I prefer the Halloween witch hour when the sun is just going down. The kids are just going out for trick-or-treating. And the lights are just coming on. The pumpkins are just being put out. It's the best time of year.
And right now, we're going to play The Lost Boys with My Brothers.
A Vampire.
On Nardwuar to Human Serviette's Halloween special, personally curated by Roger.
Crooked Walker.
Look at your reflection in the mirror. Your creature of the night, Michael. Just like out of a comic book. You're a vampire, Michael. My own brother, a goddamn vampire. Oh, you wait till Mom finds out, buddy.
I'm just a little by the time.
again, you're still listening to the Nardwar, the Human Serviette Radio Show Halloween Special, personally curated by Roger Allen, Crooked Walker. And what did we hear, Roger, in that past set?
Off the top, we heard a clip from The Lost Boys, and The Lost Boys is credited as changing the narrative of vampires, making the vampires young and cool, and inspiring the many vampire films to follow and TV shows, one of which would have been Buffy the Vampire Slayer. And one of my favorite shows to watch, which ended up being kind of spooky, is the TV show The Two Corys, which was actually filmed here in Vancouver. And then The Screaming Dead played a song called 20th Century Vampire. And that track is from 1983. And the band was from Cheltenham, England. And although many put the label of goth on the band, they were clear about the music being punk rock. And the Living Dead were heavy into the zine scene. And when you purchased one of their first EPs, it came with a zine that they made themselves. And then we heard California's Gallo with his goth punk surf guitar, Sisters of Mercy, Jesus and Mary Chain influenced sounds. And after that, I played, and I should point out, don't get Gallo mixed up with gallows. There are two different things. And after that, I played A Place to Bury Strangers, the first band I've seen in 2 years live, a show I just saw recently here in Vancouver. And the show was an absolute assault on the senses. Strobe lights, deafening feedback, absolute chaos. It totally reminded me of seeing the Butthole Surfers when they played here in Vancouver. It must have been 1986, where the entire concert, there were just movie screens playing and strobe lights, just strobe lights the entire time. I don't know. Did you see that show?
Was that the Sub Ballroom? At the Sub Ballroom?
Actually, that was at 86th Street.
I missed that one.
That would have been, it was probably 1992. It was intense, so much so that like you basically couldn't look at the stage, which was very much like the recent experience I had at A Place to Bury Strangers. But I did enjoy it. And hey, Nardwar, do you remember the song Somebody's Knockin' by Terry Gibbs?
No, actually.
Well, it was one of the first songs I listened to, and it was on a KTEL compilation record. I received that as a gift when I was a kid. It was on a record called Dimensions. And you know who was knocking? It was the devil. And it was scary. And The Knack had a song called Gotta Pay the Devil. And the Monkees have a song, Last Train to Clarksville. And these were all radio-friendly songs that people think are happy, but are not. They're actually quite scary.
We played The Screaming Dead and 20th Century Vampire, and I noticed Screaming Dead were on Skull Records.
They were. That band Screaming Dead, you asked me about discoveries. That was a recent discovery. I can't believe I've never heard them before. And I think their music is incredible. I think they're an amazing band. Not all their music and all their lyrics are, I think, Halloween friendly. Some of it is quite dark, but I do think that they were a great band, for sure.
Now, coming up, we have Hallows Eve. They have a record called Tales of Terror?
That's true. Hallows Eve is up next with the song Hallows Eve. And indeed, they have a record called Tales of Terror, which is one of my greatest discoveries, that I was able to find Tales of Terror's LP and purchase it, I believe it was last year. And happy coincidence.
And it's been reissued too, hasn't it?
The band Tales of Terror, the LP I purchased was a Record Store Day reissue, but it was released in such small quantities, I never thought I would be able to find it. Because as a teenager, I really wanted Fang's first record and Tales of Terror from what I had read in Maximum Rock and Roll. And then I saw just 2 years ago, on Record Store Day, Tales of Terror would be re-released. A big influential band to many other bands such as Nirvana. And then it was like, it was only going to be like 500 copies. I'd never find it. And then just by chance, as I was purchasing some other records at a record shop, I saw it lying right there in a used bin for $20. I couldn't believe it. I grabbed it. I purchased it. And now I have it.
And now from Hallows Eve's tales of terror, we're going to hear Hallows Eve with Hallows Eve on Nardwars. Yes, that's me, Nardwar to Human Serviette radio show on CITR, FM 102, Cable 102, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, and a special Halloween edition with a guest playlist curated by Roger
Allen.
See those faces, feel the chill of the front rolling. Let me bring you tales of terror. Let me bring you the macabre tale.
end, you're still listening, I hope, to the Nardwar, the Human Serviette Radio Show Halloween Special, specially curated by Roger
Allen.
And Roger, what did we hear there right off the top?
From the start, we heard Hallows Eve. And Hallows Eve is a band that formed on Halloween, 1983. And that was the song Hallows Eve, and then in brackets, including routine. I don't really know what that means, but they're very particular about that. And that song is off the album Tales of Terror, which was on Metal Blade Records. Hallows Eve wrote lyrics about horror and science fiction, and they were able to tour with bands like Slayer and Exodus. And I also found a few handbills where Hallows Eve were on the same bill as King Diamond. And Exodus was a big band for me when I was in grade 8 in 1984, I believe it was, with Bonded by Blood. And I know a lot of people love King Diamond. I've never quite got on the King Diamond train, but I know a lot of people love King Diamond. And that band too was a discovery. I've never really heard Hallows Eve before. I've heard the band Halloween, but never heard that particular band. And I feel that was a pretty interesting song, even though I actually had to kind of cut it short there because it was like a 10-minute song. But I posted on the official Hallows Eve Facebook page asking who did the artwork for the LP Tales of Terror, but I'm still waiting for a response because it's pretty interesting. And then I played the English metal band formed in the 1970s, Sledgehammer, with the song Sledgehammer, and off of their LP Blood on Their Hands. And I found out about the band Sledgehammer by listening to an interview with Metallica's Lars Ulrich. He said that Sledgehammer were like one of his favorite bands when he was a kid. And then 45 Grave with Phantoms. And 45 Grey were one of the very early goth punk bands, and they were made up of all sorts of other Los Angeles bands. And they had some amazing songs that were featured on one of my favorite soundtracks, Return of the Living Dead. They had the track Party Time. And I actually read the lyrics to Party Time recently, and I was very surprised, as those lyrics are incredibly dark. 45 Grey used keyboards in their music and were part of an eclectic, diverse group of bands in the LA scene, like the Alley Cats, Gun Club, X, many other bands. And then hardcore happened and all that stopped. Then there was just hardcore. Apparently the band 45 Grave were used as extras in the film Blade Runner, which is pretty cool. And we ended that playlist with the band The Dictators, and Science Has Gone Too Far. And Dictators really are sort of the uncredited creators of punk, as well, I don't know. The Ramones get all the credit, and the Ramones kind of dressed and sounded like the Dictators. And were they from the same city?
Science Has Gone Too Far. And what have we been doing today on the Nardwar to Human Serviette Roger Allen personally curated playlist? What have we been doing, like, in case people are wondering?
Well, this has all been about Halloween, which is a time of year where you want to hear spooky songs and sounds and things, and all you got to do is turn your radio on, and there it is, and there we are, and that's what's on.
And 45 Grave had a reissue recently, a book. There was a special book. I know this because I've told you about the book many times. I don't have a book myself, but don't they have a book?
Yeah, 45 Grave's I believe their only LP was recently re-released, and there is a book all about the band, which I have under the Big Black Sun. I have several books about the LA scene, but I don't have the 45 Grave book, and I actually can't afford the reissue of the 45 Grave LP, because even the reissue is $60, and I saw it recently at a record store. It was right under a TSOL album. Another LA band, and that album was $60. So sometimes you just go to record stores and you treat them like museums. You just look on the wall and you're like, oh wow, look at that, there it is, and then you go home.
Roger, to end the Nardwar to Human Serviette personally curated Halloween playlist provided by you, Roger Allen, we're gonna play some John Carpenter, but I want to ask you a bit about the Fog and your vinyl collection of The Fog.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh. That's sort of been an obsession of mine. The Fog soundtrack has been something of a, like as you said, an obsession. I remember seeing the film The Fog, but the actual soundtrack, the John Carpenter soundtrack, has always been something that's really, really stuck in my mind as kind of being the, you know, many people would say it's, again, John Carpenter's Halloween is the sort of soundtrack to Halloween. But for me, it's The Fog. And it's just an incredible soundtrack. And I've spent maybe 10 years tracking down all of the vinyl releases of the film. In recent years, there's been quite a few. But the original soundtrack, oddly enough, only really seemed to have been released in Germany. And that was the only record I needed. And just in the last 6 months or so, I was able to buy it on eBay for a reasonable price and acquire it. And yeah, I think it's an amazing soundtrack, and it's cool, like all these new releases and their different color variants and booklets and behind the scenes and colored vinyl and bonus tracks and lost tracks and all this kind of stuff. But that is one of my top favorite albums. And if you ever get a chance to stream it or hear it or buy it, I definitely recommend The Fog soundtrack.
And the vinyl looks amazing. That one vinyl that you have of them, like it's kind of like a burnt vinyl. It looks burnt.
Yeah, there's I have four pressings, and they're all double albums. But one of them is like blue and white swirled, so it sort of looks like fog. But there is another one that's sort of browny. It's meant to look like fog, but it does kind of look like it's burnt around the edges, which is pretty cool.
And right now, speaking of John Carpenter, to end the Nardwuar to Human Serviette, personally curated by Roger Allen Halloween special, we're going to play some John Carpenter.
But before, I wanted to point out that this has been a good year for spooky type music singles for me. Over the last 12 months, I've got my hands on a new Rudimentary Peanut EP called The Chances, as well as I got the reissue of the original self-titled Rudimentary Peanut EP. I got The Skating Ghost, which was like a 35-year hunt for me, which by Nardwuar's help, I was able to acquire at a flea market by the band The Flying Zambonis. I got a Japan EP with the song Ghosts. I got a EP by the band Ghost with Hunter's Moon from the film Halloween Kills. I got a Fearless Vampire Killers EP with Tell Me What You're Trying to Say. I got a Salem 66 EP. I got a Fleshy Eaters EP. I even got a War on Drugs EP with the song Don't Fear the Ghost. I got Septic Death's Kichi Guy. And this, we've already spoke about John Carpenter EP. It's him doing a remix of a church's song called Turning the Bones.
Well, with the list you provided, Roger, hopefully you'll come back next year for the 11th anniversary issue of
the Halloween special.
And I say issue because it is almost like an issue. I know we're on the radio, but it is an issue. It's an issue every year. It's an issue. You take a lot of research to find all this stuff. And I really appreciate you, Roger, finding all these records and planning and putting everything together.
No problem. I was going to say no problem. I enjoy doing it, and it's a pleasure. And I hope there's a few people out there that enjoy it as much as I to listen to it.
Why should people care about Halloween music? Why should people care?
I think that for me personally, I think Halloween, and I think me, when I say me personally, I'm projecting to everybody, is that it's a time that brings us to our childhood, and it's fun to be scared, and it's fun to dress up, and it's fun to be out with your friends, and you know, hopefully there'll be a clear night that we can all go out, hear the wind, see the moon, and feel a little frightened. And it's hard to be frightened without a soundtrack, and that's what we've done here today.
Well, thanks so much, Roger. Anything you want to add to the people out there in Radio Land?
Listen to previous Halloween specials if you like this one, and I hope you find all your pumpkins to be scary ones.
And to find those again, go to nerdwar.com. Just type in Roger Allen in the search bar and Roger Allen Archives, and it all comes up, or Roger Allen Halloween. Well, thanks so much, Roger Allen. Keep on rocking in the free world and do, do, loot, do.
Boo-hoo!